John 14 and verse 15. This is a very short text, in my version, 10 words, I think. But it'll take a lifetime to work it out. If you love me, says Christ, if you love me, you will obey what I command. John 14 and verse 15. This is pretty well central, I suppose, getting near the center of this extended discourse. This last great discourse of Christ with his disciples. John 13, 14, 15, and 16. And we shall meet this principle in this verse. We shall meet it again. Indeed, we've already met it in chapter 13. Christ commands his disciples here. He gives commandments to them. He's issuing these commandments, and he's saying here categorically, if you love me, you will obey what I command. Now, there's a phrase that's not used in this verse, nor in this entire discourse, nor in the entire Gospel of John. In fact, it's only used twice in all Scripture. And this makes it indeed quite a rare phrase, the law of Christ. But what else can Christ be referring to? If you love me, he says, you will obey what I command. No, it's not said to be the law of Christ, but it is the command of Christ, isn't it? It's the principle, the system, the rule, the governance, the order, the doctrine of Christ. I can see it's nothing else but the law of Christ. Who can give commandments? Moses couldn't issue commandments like this. He issued God's commandments in the name of God. He went to receive the commandments of God on Mount Sinai. Jesus issues his own commandments. This tells us a great deal about the person of Christ. He is, therefore, all he claims to be. Here he is, issuing, just before he dies, instituting the new covenant at the Last Supper. All this is coming together with the law of Christ. The law of Christ is not contained absolutely and fully in this verse. We go on immediately to speak of the Holy Spirit. And this is another vital aspect of the new covenant and the law of Christ. But I'm concentrating on this verse 15. Now, there's a condition, if. There's a way into this text, if. This text applies to those who pass the if. If you love me. If you love me. Not simply love my gospel, or love my word, or love things about me, or love my people, or love my day, the Lord's day, or love the church, my church, and so on. These are all very precious, and so on. But if you love me, it's not creed, or confession, or church, or denomination. It's me. It's not any other man. If you love me, says Christ, you will obey what I command. It's egocentric. It's Christ-centric. And absolutely rightly so. For as he has said in this very chapter, in verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He is the only mediator. He is the only way to God. He is the only salvation. There is salvation in no other, says Peter. He has the words of eternal life. He is eternal life. He is everlasting salvation. And if you love me, says Jesus, you will obey what I command. What is it to love Jesus? Well, we've got to go through the gospel and see where we've got to. And we should come across this. Loving Christ involves regeneration, repentance, faith, trust, belief, hope, reliance upon Christ, resting upon Christ, turning to Christ, yielding to Christ, submitting to Christ, delighting in Christ, loving Christ, worshipping Christ, honoring Christ, glorifying Christ. If you are my child, you've been regenerated. You repent of your sins. You trust me. You look to me. You rely upon me. You adore me. You want me. You know me. You feel me. You're after me. You desire me. If you love me, if you really do love me, you claim to love me, you profess to love me, but the mark and proof and test and evidence of that love and that profession is your obedience to what I command. This obedience is not an optional extra. It's sometimes said about New Covenant theologians, people like me, that we have no place for law. Absolutely wrong. We take the apostolic view of the law of Moses, yes. But believers are under the law of Christ. Indeed, I've written a book with that very title, Believers Under the Law of Christ. And if you want to see my views on that, take a look at that book, Believers Under the Law of Christ. And here it is. Here's the principal text. If you love me, you will obey what I command. Does this mean literally just simply what Christ says in the Gospels? Well, it involves that. But it involves also, because the promise will be given that the Holy Spirit will lead the apostles into all truth, it also involves all that the apostles command and how many commands they issue in the name of Christ. Read the letters, the last three chapters of Ephesians, for example, Romans 12 and on. Read such passages and see how many commands come over and over and over again in the name of Jesus Christ. And of course, it's not just the apostolic words. It's the prophetical words. It's the words of the law. It's all scripture as nuanced by Christ and upon new covenant. If you love me, you will obey what I command. You will do what I say. And what has Christ commanded? He commanded sinners to repent and believe. Well, you're a believer. We've come into the text. If you love me, you have obeyed then. You have repented and believed. This is his commandment, that we believe on the name of his Son, and you have believed on the name of Jesus Christ. Well, now, you will obey what I command. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. The end of Matthew 28. My brother and sister, you profess, my professing brother and sister, you profess to love Christ. Have you obeyed him? The first command for the believer is to rise and be baptized. He believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that does not believe shall be condemned. But you have believed, so you're not condemned. But as a mark of your saving faith, you will obey Christ. You will obey his ordinance to be baptized. But that's only the beginning of it. It's a lifetime, as I said at the beginning of this discourse, of walking in obedience to Christ. So we soak ourselves in the scripture. Sanctify them through your truth, says Christ in his prayer, John 17. Thy word is truth. We soak ourselves in scripture, not merely to admire the doctrine, but to find the doctrine and the command of Christ to us and walk in it. It's an evidence, a proof. James chapter 2. You can claim to know Christ. You can claim to believe. But if the works do not match, your profession is false. Brother and sister, let us search ourselves. I urge you to search yourself. May we be an obedient people. May we walk in the ways of Christ in his word, because we love him, not out of fear of punishment, but because of all he has done for us and in us and through us, all he has accomplished for us, all he will do for us, the hope that is set before us. He that hath this hope purifies himself. If you love me, then, you will obey what I command. There's no exception here. There's no escape clause. We don't want one. Brother and sister, a mark of our love for Christ surely is that we walk willingly in his causes by the power of the Spirit that will come in the next discourse. But we have our duty here. Unbeliever, you do not love Christ because you do not trust him. You're an unbeliever. Christ commands you, I've already hinted at it. He commands you to repent. Repent and believe the gospel, he says. God commands all men everywhere to repent. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. These are the commandments and the invitations of Christ in the gospel. And you must repent and believe. You are offered Christ. You are invited to come. Urged to come. Commanded to come. And it's your duty to come. I don't say it's your power and ability to come, but you have the responsibility to come. You must be born again. And a mark of being born again is to repent and believe and trust Christ and obey him. You will obey what I command. And that first command is to repent and believe. You've not done it, unbeliever. Will you do it? Will you do it now? I command you. I urge you. I invite you. You will not come to me, says Christ, that you may have life. You refuse to come to me. I would have gathered you, but you would not. Is Christ saying that to you? See that you refuse not him that speaks. Is Christ saying that to you now? Refuse no longer. Bow the knee. Bend the will. Open the heart to receive Christ. Repent and turn to him. Forsake your idols and your past ways and your sins and cry out for mercy. Then you will love Christ. And then you come into this text. And if you love Christ, you will obey what he commands. So this is a word for us all, believer and unbeliever. May it be effective for us all. I'll close with a hymn by Isaac Watts. He speaks of the law here, and I take this to be the new covenant law, the law of Christ. Watts is asking the Lord to help us in this walk with Christ, and that's very good. But mere praying, if you don't misunderstand me, mere praying is not enough. Christ has not said, now pray that I will help you. Yes, by all means, I will utter this prayer. But let us not forget, it is our responsibility, it is our duty and our privilege as believers to obey the gospel out of love for Christ. An unbeliever, your duty is to repent and believe and obey Christ now. But here's what. Oh, that the Lord would guide my ways to keep his statutes still. Oh, that my God would grant me grace to know and do his will. Oh, send thy Spirit down to write thy law upon my heart. Nor let my tongue indulge deceit, nor act the liar's part. From vanity turn off my eyes, let no corrupt design, no covetous desires arise within this soul of mine. Order my footsteps by thy word, and make my heart sincere. Let sin have no dominion, Lord, but keep my conscience clear. My soul hath gone too far astray, my feet too often slip. Yet since I've not forgot thy way, restore thy wandering sheep. Make me to walk in thy commands, 'tis a delightful road. Nor let my head or heart or hands offend against my God. Yes, an excellent prayer, but as a believer the law of Christ is written on my heart. And I come back again to my text. Here is the duty, believer. Here is the responsibility. Here is the privilege. If you love me, says Christ, you will obey what I command.